this is Beth Raymer, the host of Real Talk with RMLS, a podcast for our subscribers that delivers the latest RMLS news, tips, and tricks to help you get the most out of your MLS for your business. Today, I have Kurt von Wasmuth, our president and CEO, and we're going to talk about a current acquisition that closed within the last month from a group called MLS Aligned. First, I want to say hi, Kurt.
Well, hello, Beth.
How are you?
I'm fantastic. It's been a while since we've actually been in the same room.
It's awesome.
I know.
I'm really loving it.
Yeah, it's fun. It's
great.
Good to see you again.
Good to see you too. So first and foremost, what is MLS Aligned?
So MLS Aligned is a sort of a cooperative movement. What happened was several years ago, a number of MLS CEOs got together and realized we were working on the same problems, solving them over and over and over again individually without any help. And it occurred to us, you know, a lot of like-minded MLSs working together could accomplish a lot more than MLSs one at a time.
Right.
And so MLS Aligned was formed. And right now, the members, the founders of MLS Aligned are, of course, us, RMLS. We also have the Arizona Regional Multiple Listing Service. We have UtahRealEstate.com. And we have Metro MLS in Wisconsin, along with MLS listings in sort of the Silicon Valley area.
Great.
Yeah.
Great.
And all of those MLSs are dedicated in one way or another to cooperating and collaborating with the other members.
Wonderful. Well, most recently, we were in the national news. And can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, we made headlines. We made Inman. We made RE Technology. Every blog picked it up. I mean, it was pretty big news. And what happened was MLS Aligned, who has succeeded in the past in several things, we actually have made it into the news in the past, most notably when we offered a combined database where we offer listings from all five MLSs on an as-needed basis, so there's no large data dumps. You're just constantly on and constantly serving data. Once we finished that, we started looking at other ways that we could work together and other products that we could see. And most recently, we ended up pooling our resources and purchasing a technology company. So for the first time in the history of organized real estate, MLSs have purchased a software company. And that software company is called Agent Inbox.
Wonderful. Yeah. Great.
I know. It's kind of fun.
So what exactly is Agent Inbox?
So Agent Inbox is relatively unique in that it has two different primary functions. The first is for showing functionality. And I think at this point we're all familiar with the concept of showing software that makes it easier and more efficient for you to schedule showings and, you know, and to work with your sellers to be able to sort of organize showings. They do that, and they do a very good job of it. And then the second part is for communications. It's actually communications from agent to agent, direct communications.
Great.
Yeah. It's actually, I think the communications function is the part that makes it the most unique.
And it's secure messaging, which is important.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. Yes. And it's, you know, it's one of these things, I want to be very clear, it's not spam. Right.
Right.
These are targeted messages that make it very easy and efficient for people to be able to talk to each other. So if I were to send you a text message, and at this point you could be anyone, you could be any subscriber at RMLS. You don't need to know their, their mobile number or anything like that. You get access to all RMLS subscribers, but you can also use it to talk to, like, say, your assistant or your principal broker or whoever you want. And if I were to send you an information saying, look, I need more information about ML number, blah, 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 it'll automatically include listing information and it'll be integrated in a way that makes it really easy for us to share information. And then, I think most importantly, store that. So
great.
We keep it secure and we keep it stored and it's permanent so that should anyone find themselves in trouble in, you know, say some point down the line, All of the messages that you sent about that transaction are easily searchable. They're mm-hmm. all recorded, and they're all held for posterity so that Great. You can say that, yes, in fact, I did share that information on this date at this time, and it's all been backed up by the multiple listing service.
Wonderful. Yeah. Wonderful. Historical data is always good to have
and
keep.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, it's about time we got something like this. I think a lot of other industries have secure messaging and secure messaging that is permanently archived. Mm-hmm. And this allows us to offer that same functionality that many other industries benefit from.
Wonderful. Great. Well, we're looking forward to this. When do you think we... you know, are going to be able to start using this?
You know, this is no different than any other software release, which is to say that I'm reticent to give a date mm-hmm. Because the minute you tell someone it's going to be out on this date, then things slip. Like mm-hmm. if you found any single project, even in real estate, like when it comes to construction, mm-hmm. everything slips. It's always late. Mm-hmm. But I know that our goal is to have something up and running and working by the end of 2021. So I would say in early 22 at some point, RMLS will have something available inside of RMLS. Web, which
Wonderful.
There is a third benefit as well.
Yes.
Not only will we be able, because we own the product, we will be able to integrate it into RMLS Web, which I think is a slam dunk and a no-brainer. But also, this really gives us an opportunity to set the standard when it comes to showing data. So, you know, as you know, RMLS has been at the forefront of helping the industry choose the standards when it comes to sharing listings and the fields and the options and all of that. And this will simply extend that. We will once again be at the forefront of deciding the standards when it comes to sharing showing information.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, this is going to be an exciting deployment, and
yes.
I think our subscribers will be really fortunate to have this
system. I think this is an exciting announcement. I'm proud of it. I can tell you that. And I think that this just shows that RMLS is really hoping to bring forward best-of-class software after having collaborated with four other multiple listing services, all of us working together to bring everyone the best that we possibly can provide.
Wonderful. Well, Kurt, thank you so much for coming out and talking about this new acquisition. I hope that we can have another get together very soon.
Yeah. And I will be happy to come back and give an update as we come close to release. And as always, thanks a million for letting me hang out with you in your studio.
Would love it. Thank you. And I just wanted to let you know, upcoming enhancement will be our Spanish translated client report. So we have been asked about this for quite a while, and we're really excited to bring that out within the next month or so. And I wanted to let you know that RMLS is taking steps currently to bring staff back to the office. So we are starting to move in that direction. However, we are still closed for walk-in traffic, but we still ship our lockboxes for free. So reach out to the front desk or help desk if you need any support with lockboxes. We really appreciate you. I want to thank you for tuning into Real Talk with RMLS. I'm Beth Raymer, and if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please email us at podcast@rmls.com. And one quote for the end by Joseph Campbell: we must let go of our life we have planned so as to accept the one that is waiting for us. And that's it. Have a great day. Thanks.